Welcome, everyone, to the blessings of Christ on this 29th day of November. Oh, my goodness, what a month. What a month this has been. And our next time together will be in December. I think I really see December as being a holy month and a time when we will recount the events of this year. We will say farewell to the things that need to be left behind, and we will open our arms and welcome for the better things we know to look for, and a better year all around. I want to welcome first everyone who has signed up for our webinar that will start in approximately 2 hours from now. I am so excited while I'm preparing the lesson and doing the work. And the reason I bring this up is because some of you were late enrollment. And what I did is I sent you a personal email. It will be coming from Linda Green, giving you the link and the password. I'll send you your official welcome letter tomorrow. I just reached the max on multitasking, but I didn't want to leave anyone out. So as far as I know, everyone is accounted for. I have been checking the enrollment folder, and I will do so after our blessing call once more, just to make sure I've got everybody. And I noticed I got some emails from some of you where I have sent you perhaps two or three welcome letters and checked in my email system that they had not been opened. So I don't know whether your email address had changed or whether it just landed in your spam folder and you didn't know it, or you just had too much mail coming in that day. That can happen to me and often does. And with the best of intention, you just didn't see it. So I sent out all the welcome letters last week, but that's as far back as you have to go. Double-check your spam folder. And if it did land in the spam folder, be sure to identify Constant Contact and our personal email, which has not changed. It hasn't changed over the years. It is COM, C-O-M, which means communication, at lovewithoutend.com. So I thought the alpha and the omega of COM was kind of cute. and I kept that through. I think we've had that email for 25 years. Never changed. And I hope it never has to. It's one of those little sweet constants in our life that we don't have very many of these days. So I hang on to what works. Now, we're going to get into our blessing call, because that's what you came for. And it's time we just sweetened our heart, relaxed our life, take a deep breath, and think about what's most important to you. And part of that may be asking for blessings for something dear to you, or someone dear to you, or yourself. And that's why we open the lines in the beginning, so that we build our sense of congregation. And not only will you receive the blessings of Christ, but also the prayers of others as they pray for you, as they listen to your needs. So you will be surrounded by love and help, bringing the Holy Spirit into your life as much as you're able to receive. And your biggest job is really just receiving. It sounds like an easy job. I bet if you won the lottery, you would be getting down to the bank within 30 minutes. You think receiving is easy, and it is if it's something you already know how to receive and you just want more of it. Like if you got a bonus at work, oh boy, you'd know exactly what to do with that. But the thing is, the reason you're not getting certain blessings is that they need to come from pathways, ways and means and venues that you're not familiar with, that you don't know to expect, and you don't know how to receive. We so often turn away from blessings because we don't realize they are. We turn away from people that are here to help us because they look a little different, or they talk a little different, or their ideas about how things should work are not what we want. We want somebody to make our ideas work, when actually our ideas aren't all that good. We need different ideas in order to make our life work better, or our business work better, or our health work better. And we may need to be, it's not that easy to be open to something different. It really isn't, because we've got lots and lots of layers of defenses around us. Just think about it. You're a spirit walking around in one of the weaker bodies on this earth. Think about it. Compare yourself to a horse. Just a horse. Not to mention an elephant or a whale. We humans, we don't have scales or feathers to protect us. We got to make clothes. And we have to stay out of ultraviolet light, or we'll get sunburn, and sunburn becomes deeper injury, etc., and so forth. And you know all that, but what you don't want to realize is that just because the spirit is strong doesn't mean you haven't built up defenses for living in this world. So when someone, some idea, some help comes along that looks a little different to you, it may just bounce off. You may just fly away and you never saw it. So that's why we ask you to just rest at the end of the blessing. Don't think. Don't even pray. Nothing that has words to it. Nothing that engages your mind. Just be a blank slate and let the Holy Spirit, Yeshua, God the Father, write on that blank slate. And then when you get up, take a look at what you see and how you feel. And if you think of something that's very different from anything you've thought of before, then you know you were given a message. Okay, we're going to open the board. I'm going to take a call. Jerome was the first one on, so Jerome, you're here.
Ah, light and love, peace and joy, and blessings for everything with you, Glenda. And, so prayers for my family again, especially for Andrew, who just moved out to Utah with a friend of his, and but the rest of the family too, and all of them are in your light and love, peace and joy forever. And thank you for Yeshua, and please keep up the good work, and I just love you, and I thank you for everything that you always are, and the spirit of the universe to help us all. Blessings and love.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for being with me, and blessings to you, all of your family.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Elizabeth, your line is open. Oh, we have two Elizabeths on the call. This is the Elizabeth from down under.
Okay. Did you say Iowa?
No, down under. But whoever you are, you're on.
I'm in Iowa. I would like some prayers this week. I'm going to see my eye doctor, and my glaucoma is getting worse, so I'm kind of hoping that's not true. Thank you.
Oh, you got my prayers and my compassion, because I have glaucoma as well.
Dear. What do you do about it?
Well, I have a good doctor. That's the first thing. And we have conversations about it, and I read about it. And he's got me on eye drops. And he had several levels of surgery to relieve the pressure. And we just keep working at it. Right now, we've got it in a very good holding position.
Well, okay. Thank you very much. It was on hold, and now it's starting to get worse. But getting to surgery, where all the COVID is in Iowa City, it's a huge hospital. Nobody wants to go there, so I'm not sure, other than have Yeshua help me continue using the drops and taking my supplements. That seems to be the easiest way to go.
Well, okay. We will ask him. You ask him in your prayer and ask your doctor. Okay?
Thank you very much. Love everything.
By the way, I have been through several surgeries, serious ones, since COVID. And I can tell you that the hospitals are probably the safest place in your city because they are, you cannot get intensive areas without taking COVID test. Really, seriously. There are no patients allowed without a COVID test. The doctors periodically take COVID tests. So it's probably the safest place in town.
Okay. Thank you very much for telling me that. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, there. I mean, COVID would be like trying to get into Fort Knox to get into a hospital.
Okay.
Unless it's a hospital that is treating COVID. Now, that's a different story.
Oh, yes, they are. It's a nursing training hospital. They have a dental hospital. It's a school in addition to a hospital, and it's huge. So
check out the security on it, okay?
Good.
Because I have been in hospitals where COVID patients were not allowed. They were not taken, treated, or allowed. So you just have to check out the security. And if it's secure, go for it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Hi.
All right, we're going to take our other Elizabeth. Hello, dear.
Hi, Glenda. I'm up in New York, and I have a friend who's got the virus out on Staten Island, and I would just ask for prayers for healing. His name is Richard Berger. He needs all the help he could get right now. So if you could put his name on the list, I'd be very grateful. Thank you.
I sure have. Okay. We're talking about COVID, right?
Yes, we're talking about COVID-19, yes.
Yeah. All right. Oh, God bless him. Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Glenda.
And may his recovery be quick.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Now we have Desmond. Hello, Desmond.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
I would like a blessing, please, I'd like to quit smoking, so I just thought of this, like, a couple of days ago, and, like, today I really want to start pushing it, and then I also want to quit smoking weed as well with that. And then another thing that I have is that I want to start doing the blessings again. Ever since I've been taking medications for the last 5 years, I haven't felt like doing exercise or blessings or anything, which is just part to do with, like, how it throws my chemistry out, and I just don't feel any positive emotions from exercise or blessings. But I know that it's still there, so I'd like a blessing to start doing blessings again.
Right.
I do have one more request, and that's also that I want to do my best to prove to my family, to try and get them to help me co-sign for that little cabin in the woods.
I was thinking about that. Yes. Yes. All of this will be a new life for you, Desmond.
Thank you, Linda.
And many blessings to you. Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Nancy, you're on.
Good afternoon and hello, everybody. I am calling to ask for a blessing for my sister-in-law and her husband. Each of them individually have received some bad news from doctors. And I would like prayers for blessings, for health and wholeness for each of them. Her name is Shauna and his name is Bill. And they need a lot of help right now because both of them are going to be going through quite a bit of testing and potentially really serious treatment. So they need all of the energy and love that we can send them and, of course, the blessings of Yeshua. So that's my request.
Oh, and my pleasure. And the grace of God is with them.
Thank you, Glenda.
Thank you for remembering them and bringing them into our circle of blessing.
Oh, yes. The minute I heard the news, I thought the blessing givers need to be aware of them so that they can include them in the embrace of our prayers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, my prayers are certainly with them and with you as well, Nancy.
I feel
stress in your voice, and I know that you need a little lift too.
Thank you.
It's nice to hear you laugh. Okay, Tarkin, you're on. Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi, this is Tara Kim. Hi, Glenda. Hello, everyone. I would like to request a blessing for our dog, Shobie, and it's spelled S-H-O-B-I-E. He was supposed to have some minor surgery about 2 weeks ago, and they found in his pre-surgery panel that his liver values were exceedingly high, so they were concerned about that, and we didn't go ahead with the surgery. So just some blessing requests for his health and well-being and hopefully getting those liver values back where they belong.
Oh, good. And, you know, I have noticed that animals respond extremely well to the blessing. And it's partly because they don't have all the defenses we have up. Just like I was talking about 15 minutes ago, we've got all of these defenses. And we want the blessing to come a certain way.
Right.
You know, it has to come in a pink package with purple stripes on it and a green ribbon. And when I open it up, it's got to have my name on it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to trust it. Animals just respond to love. They respond to God. They respond to the laws of nature. And they are like little sponges. They pick up the blessing so very well. Some of you may remember that I mentioned my little 16-year-old kitty a few weeks ago. And maybe you thought the worst happened, and so I didn't mention her again. But actually, the blessing began to have its impact on her and on her doctor. And we took her in, and her kidney values were back up to just stage 2 instead of stage 3. Back up to stage 2. And the doctor said, you know, I think what's wrong with this cat is she's got 2 bad teeth. And so he said, let's fatten her up and do a couple of dental extractions on Wednesday. So I'll be, you can join me if you like, offering some blessings for her on Wednesday to get those dental extractions out. But that's the way animals are. They don't push off a blessing. They just heat it up like ice cream.
That's wonderful.
So, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And it's also a doctoral dissertation for us that we make things way too complicated.
Right. Oh, may I add my second dog then too, because he's going in for a teeth cleaning. So
okay, sure.
Our second dog is Dakota with a T as in Tom, A, K, O, D as in David, A. Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay, Tiff. It was Sorry, Kim. It was fun laughing with you.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And Tony, hi. I'm so glad you're on the call.
Hi. Hi, Glenda. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
That's good. I want to mention a blessing for our family. We have our daughter's dog, Chloe, has been having some severe challenges with like a C. diff infection. And it took a long time to diagnose it correctly, and she's kind of having a hard time. She's our four-legged grandchild.
Okay.
Her name's Chloe. So we want to send some love and a blessing for healing for her.
Okay.
I just want to mention really quick, we have a gorgeous full moon that's exact tonight. So, yeah, that's something extraordinary that's going on right now. And so the energy of the full moon, I just want to add a blessing for all of humanity to receive the love and the energy of the full moon. And it'd be something that, that we...
And it's in Taurus, so we could use it to expand the energy of our abundance.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Absolutely. And I want to just mention really quick that our usual Tuesday and Thursday prayer calls, we're going to have the Tuesday prayer call, but during this week and the next following 3 weeks, we'll have a jam session on Thursday. So we will only have the Tuesday call for this week and for the next couple weeks. For the prayer call.
Thanks for that. Actually, thank you. I was going to be sending an email out, but I just trust that you'll handle that on Tuesday.
Sure. I'll let everybody know again.
Okay, great. Great. Actually, most of the people that show up for the prayer call are enrolled in the webinar. So,
okay. I kind of thought.
It's you included, so but it's still a courtesy we need to put out for some people who just couldn't be in the webinar. So thank you very much, Tony. And we have Miss Olson.
Hello, yeah. Hi, Glenda. Hi, everybody. This is Sandra. I would like to... Hi. I'd like to ask a blessing for myself. It's my granddaughter's 18th birthday today. I've never been in her life. I always thought by the time she turned 18, she would want to see me, but she does not. And so I would just like a blessing to help my heart and to see things differently. So that's what I'm asking for.
You have it. You have it. And I know how sensitive that can be. I'm sorry to hear that. But there will be blessings on the other side. Okay, Stormy. Hello. Are
yes,
you ready?
Glenda.
I'm arriving.
A blessing for my daughter, Lori, not to forget Jennifer, but Lori, we talked the other night, and she says, Daddy, you give people so much energy, I'd like to do a meditation and send you some energy. And that was a very, very heartwarming conversation to find out that she's a cat whisperer. And she worked at the daycare center in high school. All the little kids that went to take a nap had to have Aunt Lori rub their back to put them to sleep, like when I touch people and put them to sleep. How much alike Lori and I are. And not to forget, it is Lori who spoke to me and gave me the song that introduced you and I together. That is Lori. I've said this before, but that's how I created that song that got us together. I let Lori tell me in music how much she loves me. And then I let Jennifer tell me how much she loves me with a different instrument. Blessings to both of my children and their part in this world. A blessing to the anesthesiist when I go under probably one day next week for an upper GI so I can resolve what's going on with just what's going on.
Okay. Well, blessings to you, Stormy. And I will remember you. What time are you going into
animals
surgery?
Huh?
What time are you going into surgery, Stormy?
I don't actually know the time yet. It was the weekend and Thanksgiving, so the hospital hadn't called me. They'll call me one day next week, and it'll probably be very, very soon.
Okay. Well, if you want to drop me a line, please do.
Yes, I will.
Okay. Okay, and I will.
And I'll be there Tuesday night.
Okay.
I really look forward to our prayer calls.
Yes. Well, you can let let Tony know. All right. Nancy and Gary, hi.
Hi, everybody.
I see you enrolled in our webinar, so we're going to be saying hi again in a few minutes.
We are, and I guess I'd love to have a special blessing through all of us and through Yeshua for everybody that's taken the course to really open and expand our hearts to flood this beautiful planet that's so needing it right now. So get all the baggage out and all the good stuff open. But I also want to ask a special blessing. Today's the anniversary of my dad's passing, and one of my siblings, she just still struggles and seems to miss him even more each year. And every time it comes around, she's just, you know, it's really heavy for her. So a special blessing for my sister, Cindy.
Okay. Very good. She's on the list.
Thank you. Looking forward to tonight.
Okay. Me too. All right, everybody. It looks like our board is clear. And we are right on time. Oh, my gosh. I don't think we have been punctual for months. This is a rare event. But it's very important, actually, because people tune in from around the world to be receiving the blessing, even though they cannot either afford or obtain a telephone connection. So for them, let's do this. Well, very quickly, I'll take a call from Sharon, because just let me know what you need for a blessing, okay? Hi, Sharon.
Hi,
you're
Glenda.
On.
Thank you, Glenda. I just had a really quick request. A very longtime friend had to take her son, Cameron, off of life support, and so I'd like to send blessings toward my friend Chris and her family.
Oh, that must have been terrible. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
And what's her son's name?
Her son's name is Cameron.
And a blessing for his peaceful, joyful transition.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, everybody. Now we're back to, I'm going to mute all of our callers. And I want you to just be relaxed wherever you are. You choose your place. Just don't have your legs crossed or your arms crossed, because energy will flow from the heavens through your body into the earth and back from the earth through your body, crossing over only in the heart. And we need it to do that. That is actually one of the miraculous points where both flows of energy move into one dynamic power right there in the heart. So we don't want any crossing of energy to happen prior to reaching that point. And just relax. Let your arms drop to your side. Allow your legs and feet to relax.
Take a very deep breath and just be. Don't think of who you are as an identity, not even so much as a parent or a husband or wife or a nurse or a teacher. You just are eternally a presence on this earth and a container for the presence of God. Take another very deep breath and release yourself. Blessing givers, join me. I will say my prayer of welcome to Yeshua. Dear Yeshua, we know you're already here, but in deepest respect and love, we say thank you and welcome. We open our hearts and our lives to receive your gifts, your love, your gift of life, your blessing, your answers, your guidance, and just your companionship. Anything that you offer, we lovingly receive. We ask that you hear the blessings that everyone has asked for today and give them your special attention, because there's a need here. We all have needs, but we don't all focus on them all the time. In these requests are special needs, and we know that the heart is breaking in worry that they will not be met. And we know that you can meet these needs, perhaps not as the asker expects, but according to the greatest good. You are here. And we ask for blessings on behalf of those who are not here, that you be with them. We ask on behalf of those who don't know to even ask for a blessing. They feel that what the earth or the world does not provide has been denied them. They feel that they've just had a bad break in life, and from now on out it's all broken. You came to teach us faith. You came to teach us what faith is, and that by faith we can move mountains. By faith, all can be healed. All broken hearts can be put back together. And all love can be righteously fulfilled for all that it is. Now we just ask for the joy and the pleasure of being with you for these few moments. We ask to be in your light, in your love, in your faith, and your tender mercy. Amen. Everyone begin their prayer, and blessing givers, let's begin to offer the blessing. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, it's your turn to go and rest and receive. Just be a blank slate. Lay there for at least 7 minutes. And may all blessings of God be with you. I wish you a lovely week. And look forward to being with you again next Sunday. Bye-bye for now.